Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you would like to discuss. That's toll-free number 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there on the site. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Plus, you can connect with us via Skype here in the studio. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so just send a contact request over if you're not yet on our contacts list, and it'll be approved. And once that's done, it'll be easy for you to call us from that point forward. So, Chris Cantwell and I, we just got back from the State House here in Concord. Rich, unfortunately, you weren't able to make it there with us today. I know you wanted to attend, but schedules didn't pan out. But I can tell you that you really probably wouldn't have been needed. The cannabis hearings today had 60 people attending them. And I'm not even including the state reps that were sitting down on the panel. So they have these committee hearings in Concord, and Chris, you and I and Daryl have been going regularly for the last several weeks. But they had a decrim bill hearing come up, and I imagine that was one of the reasons why you wanted to go today.
Yeah, that was one of the big reasons, that and Bitcoin.
We actually didn't even get through the entirety of the cannabis hearing. It started at 2:30, was it, or something?
I think it was 2:30. Yeah.
Yeah, it started at 2:30, and we left at 5:30, and it was still going.
It's like 3 minutes of battery left. And,
yeah.
I'll tell you what I'd really like to get out there for. I don't know if any of them are coming up, but if there's something on increasing the minimum wage, I've heard that there are state proposals for our first statewide minimum wage, and I would really like to go give them a piece of my mind.
We just went to one of those
last week.
I ripped those folks a new one. They had some really like radical propositions.
$16 an hour.
That would have been higher. That would be the highest minimum wage in the nation. New Hampshire would, if that bill passed, New Hampshire would go from having no minimum wage to having a minimum wage higher than San Francisco.
Wow.
There was another one that was $10 an hour, and there were like two other bills. They were literally hearing four minimum wage bills at the same time.
Oh, they heard them all at the same time.
Yeah, and they were trying to tie it to inflation as well, so it would automatically increase every year. And
it's
a scary economic proposal. So I went off on them. I was like, the people who are coming here and telling you to do this, these people aren't economists. Beware of popular economic policy, folks.
Yeah.
So we actually went there, and Chris made some videos of that. That's over at your YouTube channel, Christopher Cantwell.
Yeah, right. If not all of them. Most of the Concord stuff is getting onto ChristopherCantwell.com. If you go to ChristopherCantwell.com and you click on the categories, I call it Anarcho-Lobbyist of the series. So those will all be there. But you should subscribe to the YouTube channel, because not everything makes it there.
Why no minimum wage? Why? Because I got up. I mean, we can answer the question, but since you were interested, what would you have said to the panel or the committee had you actually gone and spoken on it?
Well, I would have said that I'm speaking on behalf of the Union of Unemployed People, and that it's minimum wages that keep our people unemployed, among other things. Whenever the government interferes in the economy, it reduces production, it reduces wages, and it destroys jobs, and we're sick of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, you subsidize something, you get more of it. You tax something, you get less of it. So what does the government do? It taxes labor and subsidizes unemployment, you know? So it's like, okay, so you're going to tax labor, which disincentivizes it, and you're going to subsidize unemployment, which encourages it, and you're going to increase the cost of labor, which makes people less inclined to buy it. I don't know whose idea of good economic policy that was exactly. I'm pretty
sure that was FDR's idea.
I think if you could name Karl Marx and John Maynard Keynes and a few other, Adolf Hitler and, you know, some folks like that probably thought these were great economic policies.
Well, Karl Marx would have properly predicted the effect of the minimum wage laws, but he may well have nonetheless supported them because he said that it was the duty of every good Marxist to make capitalism as bad as possible. And so anything that they could push through to create poverty and discontent, they could then use that poverty and discontent to push socialism, even though it was a little bit of socialism that caused the poverty and discontent in the first place. And, you know, his economics was all based on Ricardo, who basically said exactly the same things that Adam Smith said. So he knew what he was doing. His big mistake was the labor theory of value, but I won't get into that.
Well, the good news is that New Hampshire actually doesn't have a minimum wage, apparently. Like, they have not set their own minimum wage independent from the federal government. So the federal minimum wage is what is effective in New Hampshire as a result of that. And so, to be fair to the politicians in New Hampshire, they have resisted the demands for minimum wage up until this point. And presumably, this is one of those issues that the rule, as I understand it in New Hampshire at least, is that the politicians can put forth the same bill every 2 years. So this is likely one of those things that just comes up again and again. You know, the minimum wage advocates keep coming back, and they figure that eventually they're going to get it through. But of course, as more liberty-oriented people move here, for instance, as part of the Free State Project or the Shire Society, as more people get here and get active, as we have done, because none of us are originally from New Hampshire, then it'll be harder and harder, I suspect, year after year, for the advocates of coercion, the advocates of the minimum wage, to actually get a foothold. So hopefully these bills will die, and we won't see them again for another couple of years.
Well, the way to keep them at bay is to force them onto eternal defense. If they are always fighting against the repeal of a law, they can't be fighting simultaneously for the passage of new laws.
Well, yeah, they can, because you can put in two different pieces of legislation, right? Like your
But basically what I'm saying is divide their time, take away their, make them spend their time and effort, which is finite, as possible, defending, you know, socialism against freedom, instead of them letting them make you spend your time and money protecting capitalism against socialism.
That's true.
It seems to me that they figured this strategy out a long time ago, which is why we're always torn between which of these four committee meetings should we be at right now, right?
Sure.
Because they've always got something on the burner, whether it's a minimum wage or a gun measure or something. There's always something for us to be at, and there's usually two or three committees that we'd like to go to at the same time, and our forces are either divided or forced to choose between those three issues.
Well, hopefully we'll see that change. I mean, it's getting better already. The more people come here, the more can go to the state house and get active on these issues. And you have to ask yourself, if you're not in New Hampshire and you love liberty, then how much, how often have you gone to the state house, right? Like where you live?
Yeah, how often are the people who move here going?
Well, I can tell you, I never went in Florida. I've never even been to Tallahassee.
Right. I've never been in my life before I moved to New Hampshire, because I knew that without backup, it would be pointless.
Right.
You know, it was only when I saw videos of hundreds of people standing on the state house lawn with guns on their hips that I said, oh my God, these people are serious. In New Hampshire, it's worth doing this stuff.
Well, Chris was in there today with a gun on his hip, as he usually is, inside the state house. In fact, one state rep said something to you about it today. Did you catch what he actually said? Because the way you kind of blew him off made me think that you didn't realize what he had said.
It sounded to me that he had said that he might have scared some people, and then I thought he said not the gun.
It was a different state rep who said, it was an older guy who said something to at one point, like, it's against the rules to have that on open carried in here or something like that. And now, you basically almost seemed to ignore what he said.
No, I totally misunderstood him then.
Yeah.
Because I think that this was in the course.
Well, maybe I misunderstood him.
My understanding of what happened was, and I think he was a guy who didn't, he wasn't happy about my gun.
That's right.
But what happened was there was a young lady who was talking to a rep who favored the marijuana decrim bill. And she was saying, well, if you use illegal substances, you should be punished. And I'm like, well, then legalize the substance and the problem is solved there, right? And the guy said, well, it's not illegal for you to carry a gun in here. And I said, no, it's not.
I think he said it is illegal or something like that.
Shows what they know.
Yeah. 858, it's not. Yeah. 855, 450, free. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
For deals on the latest hardwood flooring trends, get to Lumber Liquidators. Don't settle for the stuff at the big box stores. We've got all the hottest flooring styles for less, like the timeless look of real oak. This week, get refinished oak hardwood for less than you'd pay for laminate at other stores. Now, it's an incredible 99 cents. Or get 3/4 inch solid pre-finished red oak for $2.59. Plus, it's your last chance to save $500 on Bellawood. Get deals on bamboo, laminates, and more from 49 cents. And special financing. Don't miss this season's hottest hardwood deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to bring up anything you'd like to discuss. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number. And we've also got Skype, which makes it easy for you to connect with us as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coffee.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there. It's from BuzzBox. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee. But they're also doing great things over at BuzzBox with the profits, some of the profits from each pound. We are able to give out microloans via Kiva.org to people in tough parts of the world in which to live and make a living. So you can help people make a better life for themselves and enjoy some of the best coffee available by getting your coffee from coffee.freetalklive.com. You get your first pound free, just pay the shipping cost. You can cancel your subscription at any time. It's an auto ship subscription, but you can actually customize how often you get this, the shipments and how large they are. So it's completely tweakable to your preferences. coffee.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we were just kind of talking about generally about some of the state house action going on here in New Hampshire. And Rich Paul, you had wanted to go out to a decriminalization hearing today. The nice thing about at least the decrim hearings is if you miss one, it's not the end of the world because they are so well attended. There were I counted nearly 60 people who were in the audience at the beginning of this hearing. Now, it went on for hours. And so, you know, it did peter off a little bit towards the end. But when we left at 5:30, I bet you they still had another 10 speakers because I know Daryl and I had put in cards to speak, and we didn't even get to, you know, we had to be here. So we had to leave. Campbell, you did get to speak right at the very end. Like, my battery was about to run out. So we got that video. But that's the nice thing about the decrim issue is it's covered. Like, there's people there from all walks of life, people who are there, you know, kind of with medical conditions. And people
who need to be flyered for the April 20th 420 rally, which we're hoping to make the biggest in history this year. So remind me next time you go up there to drop some flyers on you, or even better, come with you and flyer the place myself.
Sure. That would have been great.
You know, and the other thing is it kind of alerts the representatives that we're coming. So we're not directly calling law enforcement, but we are letting, but I would flyer random, I would flyer anybody I saw there.
Well, and this year the 420 is during the week, is it not? It's not on the weekend, is it?
You know, I'm embarrassed to say I don't know what day it falls on.
So I know that in previous years, that particular event had been on a weekend. It is now shuffling into the weekdays. It's on a Monday this year.
So that makes sense because it was Easter Sunday last year, so I think it's advancing by one day of the week each year.
Right. And so previously, you know, one of my critiques of the event has been that, well, it's a fun event, but the reps will never see it. If it's on Saturday or Sunday, they're just not there. Although many of them probably have left by 4:20 in the afternoon anyway. But in a day like today, there would have been people around possibly to see that event. And, of course, you're referring to the yearly 4:20 celebrations that have happened in front of and on the steps of the State House here in New Hampshire.
It's the one time a year that I like to smoke pot.
And definitely it may not have been noticed that much by the reps directly. Mm-hmm. But remember, that was the event where my Facebook profile picture that I used for a long time of me smoking that big spleef.
That was the AP that took that picture.
Yeah, the Associated Press took that picture, and it ended up in the London Telegraph. It ended up in the Anchorage, Alaska paper that surely has a name, but I don't know
right.
it. And all over the place. I mean, my parents got calls from people to say, isn't that your son with the doobie?
So we were watching this decrim hearing, and you know, you've been to these things before, Rich. They're always the same, where the people who advocate for freedom are speaking, and they were the supermajority, by the way. And then there were, of course, the state police and the drug task force attorney, the attorney general, these kind of people who, and there was a group called New Futures. This is a group that has come out to the last few decrim hearings, and in some cases they'll trot out some high school or middle school students to come out. Now, I was out of the room when this happened, but Chris, you were there for this, right?
Yeah, this was so obnoxious. So New Futures, if I'm correct, they're like a rehab facility or something like that. My understanding of it, I believe that they are folks who get paid when people are mandated to drug counseling and that sort of thing. And this is obviously the
motivation.
It's going to
take away a lot of business from
them. Right. And so they go up and they have their primary lobbyist go up there, and she touts off some ridiculous figures on how bad marijuana is, and just, you know, it's just, it's reefer madness all over again. And then they call up these two girls who are like 16 years old, who have this really well-rehearsed, written-out thing where they're finishing each other's sentences, you know? And they go like, "Hi, we go to the such-and-such high school." And then the other girl goes, "And we're 16 years old, and we oppose marijuana legalization because all of these kids in our school use it, and we're involved in a group to da-da-da-da-da-da-da and educate people about drugs and sex and tobacco and alcohol and all these nasty things.
All my favorite things. Wow.
Yeah. I like to educate girls about sex and drugs, too.
Okay, don't say educate girls about it, because it sounds like you're first, which these days means they're about 11.
I try to make it a point for a woman to learn something new every time she ends up in bed.
But so you weren't impressed with their performance. Did they get any questions from the panel?
I don't think they got any questions. One rep
because that would have been the time to do it, right? Like, because they come up with a prepared statement. These girls can't handle a question,
right? They have no capacity to handle it. As a matter of fact, one rep did ask them a question, and I don't know what it was. He asked them how many kids were using tobacco in the school, and they were just they have no idea, so they just said, I don't know the answer to your question, and he wasn't about to start trying to rattle them. He let them go, but. But then there was another rep who posed that he did have a question, and instead of asking a question, he was just like, "I'm so glad that you young ladies came down here today. We don't usually have people of your age group coming down to the legislative process, and we want to encourage that."
Yeah, because obviously children know the intricacies of what drug policy is going to work and economics, far better than grown-ups who have studied these things do.
I feel like people should keep their kids out of the state house. I always feel bad about... sometimes you'll see like a group of students from like a whole class, like 30 plus kids walking in fourth graders or whatever, walking down the hall in the state house. And I feel so sad for those kids. Like, oh my God, get them out of this place. This is not a place for children.
Yeah, as if the school isn't a bad enough influence on you. You got to bring them to the legislature. I mean, what's next? The Latin Kings? I mean, come on, this is terrible.
See, I think children should be exposed to evil if they can see it from a safe distance, which you do in the state house, and the reason is because that's how you know your enemy. You don't want kids growing up thinking everything's sweet and light and the government's on your side, and then all of a sudden, oh wait, that's not true.
It was more of a joke.
I
have a problem with people who believe in freedom taking their kids there. Like, look, son, here's some scumbag politicians, and just kind of showing them the ropes. That makes sense. But when it's a government school taking their kids in there, then it's like, oh, kids, we're going to go meet the governor. And then that's what they do. They go around and they tout all this as though it's something special and good. 855-453, that's the toll-free number here tonight. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglaze Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high quality, great tasting, freeze dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you oppose the decriminalization of cannabis, or the decriminalization of any old drug. Chris Campbell, you got up there today in front of the State House and told them you think all drugs should be completely decriminalized, meaning to strike them from the laws and replace them with nothing, meaning not to legalize, not to tax, which I thought was an important message to get out.
Yeah, I have an article up on my website that says marijuana legalization does not advance liberty or something to that effect, because I actually think that giving a whole bunch of money to the state and incentivizing them to push drugs on a society is a terribly destructive thing. I don't like that at all. So there was a number of people who got up there and said, I do favor full legalization, and by legalization they mean, and I want you to completely regulate the crap out of this plant and make people pay a whole bunch of money to the state in order to have plant material. And I think that that's bordering on as dangerous as the war on drugs, because that's a situation where, well, now you're fueling their coffers, you're giving them all of this money, and you take a situation where this huge demographic of people, marijuana smokers, are a pretty sizable demographic, and these are people who right now, in large part, look at the police as the enemy. They see the police as a threat to their safety. They understand that the government is not there to help them. Let the government give them marijuana, and they are going to start seeing, a lot of them are going to start seeing the government differently. So I think the last thing that we need is to fuel the state and take away people's fear of it.
I would disagree with that.
Why?
Well, one thing is that I'm not willing to see people thrown in prison to advance my political agenda. That's the Marxist thinking again, that you make things as bad as possible under capitalism.
Well, I don't think
to support.
That's what Chris was advocating.
I don't think he was saying make the laws worse, but it's the same sort of of thing. You know, it'll be easier to get rid of the state if we don't stop the state from doing the most egregious things that it's doing as soon as we can. And the you know, as an individualist, I'm not willing to sacrifice individuals to my political agenda, even if, you know, even if more people will benefit in the long run. I also, I don't expect to see anarchy in my lifetime, so sure. I would like to chip away as much government as I can rather than going whole hog.
I
think that will advance the cause of anarchy also because people will see that all these laws weren't necessary.
Well, and now I agree with Chris.
What was.
I agree with Chris in that the optimal situation, I think you would have to agree, would be to strike. Let's just look at cannabis. To strike cannabis from the laws entirely, meaning to not create any kind of legal system surrounding it.
Oh, no. They're definitely the awarding of legal monopolies is a bad thing,
right.
And I don't like it. The legalization and decriminalization have both been thrown around and meant different things at different times during this debate. So I'm going to say that decriminalization, to my understanding, is taking things that were criminal offenses, which is misdemeanors and felonies, and making them into civil infractions, so they're equivalent to a traffic ticket.
That is decriminalization, but you can also go full decrim, right, where it's stricken from the entire statutes.
Yeah, my whole thing has always been repeal.
Traditionally, the word for that, completely striking it, would have been legalization. And if you wanted to set up a system like they set up in Colorado, for example, they would have said legalization and regulation.
But to legalize
something. So that may
just
be me being a different generation. I've been doing this stuff since like 95 and terminology shifts.
To legalize something means to make it legal, to put legal structure around it. That's my understanding of the term legalize, because you're then giving the government authority over that. That is what is legalizing it.
Not necessarily. No. If they passed a law that outlawed finger puppets, and then the next year they realized that their predecessors had been insane and repealed that law, they would have legalized it.
In the common parlance.
When they're so it doesn't. But adding a regulatory structure, yes, you and I are right there together that I don't want a regulatory structure.
Unfortunately,
and
every legalization bill comes with that.
It might be better to keep these things as civil infractions, but if you do that, a lot of times if they decriminalize possession and not sale, and that's a problem because that does not alleviate the violence that surrounds the drug industry. But if you make sale a civil infraction and growing a civil infraction that's good for a ticket, then that might be better than creating a regulatory structure because at least it doesn't create a class of people who have a vested interest in keeping those laws on the books.
Yeah, I would probably, if we were there today, so I'm not entirely opposed to incrementalism, if you will, right? If we could take a step in the right direction, I'm okay with that in a lot of circumstances. Where I see the problem, like, I do not favor what they did in Washington and Colorado. I don't think it was a good idea. If you've got that kind of support to stop putting people in prison for marijuana, then you should be able to do that without slapping a 25% tax on a thing that's going to fuel the drug war for other drugs.
Isn't it 25%, 25%, and 25% in Washington State, meaning that there's a 25% tax on the grower level, and there's a 25% tax on the wholesaler level, and then there's a 25% tax on the retail level. So it's not just 25%, it's quite a bit more.
It's huge. It's absolutely astronomical, and what I've read is that you actually still have quite a considerable black market for marijuana in those places because of the tax evasion that comes with it.
And that's the thing, is even in Colorado-style legalization, they're not really creating a cartel because marijuana is so easily cultivated that, yeah, there's a cartel that's legal, but the black market will persist as long as the white market is taxed.
What I'd like to know, and maybe somebody in Colorado or Washington has this information, but if you are selling cannabis in Colorado or Washington and you are not a legal dealer,
You know, if you're still a black market dealer, what are the penalties for that? Because, you know, the state doesn't like it when you keep money away from them. So is it still a felony to sell pot without a license, or did they decriminalize that?
I don't know what the penalty is, but I'm certain that there is one, and I'm willing to bet it's pretty significant. When you're putting what amounts to 25, 25, 25% tax, you're mm-hmm. taxing 25% three times on a product. The state is going to have a lot of incentive to deal with that. I mean, even I don't know exactly what the penalties are for any sort of tax evasion, but I know that you could be convicted of a felony for evading taxes. So even if you were just prosecuted as a tax evader, I imagine that you could wind yourself up in a bit of trouble in those places.
I don't know specifically about
in New York City, they kill people for selling cigarettes, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's true. And that can happen with any law. Even a civil infraction can result in the death. Or no law at all. You know, you could be... But the... I'm sorry.
I lost that one.
I completely lost my.
Well, so what? So anyway, the decrim hearing went well today in Concord, and like I said, most people were there to support decriminalization, and I will reluctantly support legalization. Like, if that's the only thing that's on the table, if we're at criminalization, you know, we're at penalties for pot, you know, we've got felonies, misdemeanors, and then somebody's putting forth a legalization bill, and that's the only thing that's on the table, I will reluctantly support it, but I will at the same time testify that I don't think that the state should be regulating this. I don't think it needs to be controlled by the Liquor Enforcement Department. In fact, that whole department should be abolished entirely, and all, you know, alcohol and cannabis should be out of their hands entirely. But unfortunately, it seems like the only way legalization is politically feasible is to tantalize the politicians with money. How do you get how do you propose this sort of pure legalization that you were talking about, Rich, which doesn't include taxation, it doesn't include regulation? How do you get politicians to even sign on to something like that?
By giving them economics, okay? Because they need to understand that this will improve their economy and that they will ultimately gain in taxes when their property values go up, when their crime gets reduced. These are economic
arguments.
You want
to see the long road.
This is what I tried to explain to them with Bitcoin today, that if you encourage the use of this product, then there will be a better economy and you will benefit from that overall.
All right, we'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733, legalization versus decrim. You tell us.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a free, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing, to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
They
human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free to bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. Kind of been talking about a little bit on the minimum wage, but mostly about decriminalization of cannabis versus legalization of cannabis versus sort of like optimal legalization. I, for lack of a better term,
repeal. Let's say complete repeal to describe our goal. And by that I mean repeal any law that contains the words marijuana or cannabis.
Yes. Okay, that makes sense.
That's the way that I think that it really the debate ought to be framed. Because unfortunately, like we've got these basically three terms. I think Rich gave a very good definition of repeal that we're just striking any laws that pertain to marijuana from the books. The other one is decrim, which is what we were at today, which basically makes it a violation that you get a ticket. It's like
$100
fine.
Less than an ounce would be a violation, $100 fine, but they also decriminalize some larger possession too. So possession of up to 5 pounds, possession of more than 5 pounds, those penalties would be reduced if this passes.
And, you know, that the other nice thing about using the word repeal is from a political point of view, just like we use the word prohibition to liken pot prohibition to alcohol prohibition, what did they call it when they got rid of alcohol prohibition? They called it repeal. So it strikes a historical chord, too.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I haven't thought about that before.
Sign me
but
up.
It's a
I
good
like
word.
It. It's important. It's important to use the right language, especially when you're dealing with legislatures, right? So we've got decrim, which we just defined, repeal, which we just defined, and legalization usually includes creating this regulatory framework and taxing it and having dispensaries and licenses and all of these things that we have, like in Washington and Colorado. And I really have to stress, maybe one favors legalization or decrim over the status quo, but the optimal situation, I really think it's important to hammer home whenever these things come up, is repeal. Repeal is what you want to look for. When we often run around, we say legalize marijuana, and that tempts legislatures to say, oh, I'm going to make so much money, or the state's going to make so much money.
Well, even today,
but if we can get marijuana to the point where it's only as regulated as alcohol or tobacco, then I would say let's change our focus to the elimination of sin taxes in general rather than marijuana sin taxes in particular. Because then you've got three things all in the same status, and you can fight against it as an economic issue. You know, you don't have to single out marijuana and say, repeal these taxes, because we want the alcohol taxes gone. We want the cigarette taxes gone.
Let's go to the phones. We got Mike. He's actually in Oregon. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich Paul, and Chris Camwell.
Hey, folks.
Hey, Mike.
So I think, you know, when it comes down to this whole thing with marijuana, how about we just wipe the slate clean and just let people own a plant? How's that? I mean, that would simplify everything, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're talking about when we're saying repeal, I think. The idea being, like, come on, just get your hands off of it already, government. It's a plant. Stop being ridiculous.
Yeah. And when I was, when I was working for the Liquor Commission back in New Hampshire, I mean, I was around the vendors and the people who set up displays and stuff. And a couple times it had come up, you know, alcohol versus pot and stuff like that. And a lot of the reasons that I had heard why marijuana is legal is because, and it's just what I heard, that the alcohol companies want to have kind of a stake in that and they want to keep it legal. Because they have, not only the state has a monopoly on alcohol, but the liquor industry in general has a monopoly on alcohol, so they're on that kind of drug. So, you know, if you legalize the pot, then it's, oh, now people prefer a pot, and they're going to start losing money. That's just what I heard. And that kind of makes sense to think about it.
I've heard that said before, too, and I don't know that that's – I think that, that's just bad economics on the part of the alcohol companies, frankly, because the alcohol companies certainly are getting certain benefits from having a very regulated market, right, that it's preventing competition for them even within the alcohol industry. But I think that they would be better off to get the regulatory climate out of their industries as well.
Oh, yeah.
And so
Kevin Bloom's made big strides in that direction, at least for small breweries.
That's a early mover for the Free State Project.
Yes.
And he's a state rep or something?
No, he's a lobbyist, actually. Okay. And he works...
Not a lobbyist. He's unpaid, I think.
Oh, well, he used to be. He used to work with a lobbyist firm. I don't know if he's moved on since then. But they... God, I forget the name of it. They used, like, some Liberty last names, like some big famous, like, Rothbard and so such and such. They named their lobbyist firm after kind of classic libertarian types.
Nice. Oh,
and,
I like it.
And they got, what you're referring to is they created a nano brewery class in the regulatory structure to allow for very small, you know, businesses to actually create their own brews, and that had apparently not been allowed previously, and now there's kind of a little mini explosion in business in that area because you know, the government's now allowing for that. Mike, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I just want to say this is the first time I've ever actually been able to talk to Rich Paul. Rich, I just want to say this. I, even though I live out in Oregon, I watch all you guys' videos and stuff, and I just want to say that my heart went out to you when I saw you in that courtroom and you had allegedly sold some pot or something like that to a FBI cop or something like that. And I think it was Ian who was taping, and he kind of had the camera zoomed in on you, and you were on the verge of tears because they were sentencing you. And I want to let you know I felt so bad for what they did to you. I'm sorry they did that over a silly plant. You know what I mean? I'm sorry that happened to you.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate that. Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Robert is in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey there.
I kind of, you know, I watched one of the videos on YouTube when there was a state rep that was in front of this committee, and he was explaining about, you know, the use of marijuana and that he admitted that he openly uses it. But when you watch the panel there, it just seems, I mean, and this is just my opinion, it just seems like they don't really take it very seriously at all. You know, it's kind of like they smirked or they smiled and they, you know what I mean? I kind of like the way that they did it over here in Vermont, and I would encourage, you know, any of you guys, because it's going to, they're voting on this over here in Vermont, and I would encourage, you guys to come on over and celebrate with us when it does go.
Isn't Vermont looking at legalization this year?
It is. They hired a company last year. I forget what the name of the company is right on the top of my head. But they were looking at the pros and cons of the legalization. And what this company said was, that Vermont would it would just surpass all the other states like Colorado, Washington, in terms of revenue. They said that they're talking about the good business they could make. Tens of thousands of dollars.
Well, I don't believe that Vermont is going to surpass Colorado for legalized weed revenue because Vermont has a fraction of the population. I mean, I know they like to smoke pot in Vermont, but raw numbers, I just can't see them outclassing Colorado.
Well, it depends because there's also the out-of-staters that go to Vermont, and Vermont is
true.
Well, then again, Colorado borders a lot of states, too.
And Colorado's got a lot more people than Vermont does. What is it, Vermont, like 500,000 or something, or like 700,000 people?
Or maybe Vermont will outclass them in terms of state revenue by making it a 100% tax of just having communist marijuana facilities.
I'm thinking that, once it goes full on legal, I mean, people from New Hampshire, Maine, Connecticut, Rhode Island, we have a lot of skiers that come up here from New York, Rhode Island, Connecticut. It's going to be incredible. I mean, it's going to surpass what the ski resorts make and the maple syrup industry.
That's actually a great argument that somebody should make, is that tourist dollars will come to New Hampshire with legalization that would not have ordinarily come. Because I would choose Colorado as a vacation destination right now just because I want to see what it's like to be free in that respect.
It's pretty interesting. Thanks for the call, Robert. I mean, I haven't been there personally, but just watching some of the media that has been produced there. I remember we watched a video where an entrepreneur started up kind of these weed tours where she'll come around and pick you up in a limousine, you and your buddies or whatever, get in a big stretch limo, and then they take you to multiple different weed selling locations. You go in, you tour the facility. They give you a tour in a lot of these places. Take you to the grow room, take you to the room where they're being trimmed, trimming the plants, and show you the whole kind of process. And then you buy some weed, and you get back in the limo and smoke up in the back of the limo till you get to the next shop, and then you do it all over again. And basically, spend the whole afternoon driving around in a limousine, getting high with your friends, and going to these pot shops. It's pretty cool.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, so I forget what they called her. There was like some tootsie, like, weed entrepreneur-like name. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was pretty fun.
And maybe that's what I'll do for a living when the revolution comes.
We'll come back with more here. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Plus, there's actually news about this. DailyCaller.com says legal U.S. weed is killing drug cartels. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Kay Oliver is part of the Tweyambe Women's Group in Jinja, Uganda. She gets old clothes, fixes them up, washes them, and then sells them at the Jinja market. She was quite happy with her success at her business, but realized that a sewing machine would really help her make more money to take care of her two kids. Free Talk Live helped her get that sewing machine. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound, try out the subscription, cancel at any time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.